Friends, here our Lord Jesus Christ in verses 17 to 19, he explains of the fact that his mission has been one of coming into the world and to die for our sins. And he sets this out for us, that he will be condemned unto death. He will be mocked, he will be scourged, and he will be crucified. But he then gives them this good news that on the third day, he shall rise again, it says. If all of the other things were true, but there was no resurrection, there would be no gospel, there would be no good news, there would be nothing for me to say to you this morning. All I would say to you is that we are condemned and there is no hope of salvation. But praise God that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And that is one of the reasons why we trust in him, because he is a great prophet. He spoke of what would happen, and they did happen. And then what we find is a very sad occasion. And this is what we find, that we can find fault with Christians. Even those who are truly children of God, we can find fault with them. You see, the later verses, verses 20 to verse 29, you have the mother of the Zebedee's children. She means well. She wants to do the right thing. But she does something foolish. She even comes and worships the Lord Jesus. What a good thing it is. There are a lot of good things about her. There is a lot of faith in her. But she has no understanding concerning this. So she comes and says, "Will you allow my two sons be on your either side in heaven?" And the Lord Jesus says, "You don't know what you're talking about." And sometimes Christians, they don't know what they're talking about. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows. We can be very hard with each other. We can be very judgmental of one another. But the Lord knows these things. He knows that we stumble often. So praise God, our trust, our hope is not in self. It's not in other Christians. Our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we find in later part, in verse 34, you see, this is the Lord Jesus. He has compassion on sinners. So what you find, our Lord Jesus Christ saying that, "I didn't come to be served, but to serve." That's the heart of the Lord Jesus. He says that he has come, in verse 28, "even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister to and to give his life a ransom for many." So his life is given as a payment to buy sinners as from the slave market of sin, and he's come to buy them, to set them free. That's his intention. That is what he does. But you see, sadly, the world is seeking after a crown when the Lord Jesus Christ had come to die on the cross. And he says to us that if you are a true Christian, the best of things a Christian can do is to serve, to be a servant, to serve others. And then, of course, you have this account in verse 30 to the end of the two blind men, which is a wonderful picture of faith. Here, they have heard about Jesus. They have heard that he is the only one who can heal them. But there is more to it than the desire to want to be healed. They actually trust in him. They call him Lord. And faith does something. Faith desires mercy. Mercy of God. And so they say, "Have mercy upon us." And what does the Lord Jesus do? He does show compassion and he heals them. He heals their eyes and so they can see. So as they open their eyes, what do they see? Or who do they see? They see Jesus. And my friends, if this morning all you want to see is the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have received spiritual eyes, spiritual sight. But if you're concerned about other things, you have to ask yourself the question, are you yet converted? So here is a wonderful thing. And at the end, as I said, we read, "So Jesus had compassion on them." What a thing it is. Who has truly shown compassion on us? The kings of this world? The rulers of this world? the religious leaders of this world? Who has? For example, for me, did Zoroaster, the religious leader that I was trusting in, did he ever show compassion on me? No, he didn't even know me. Did Muhammad ever show compassion on us? No. Did the Pope show compassion on us? No. Did anyone, did Mary show compassion on us? No. But Jesus has. And that is the wonderful truth. And he lives. All the others have died and gone. But Jesus lives. And still, he shows us such love. So, my friends, these are a few thoughts. I trust that you would think on these things. And because of these things, we would love the Lord Jesus. We would trust in him with all our hearts and follow him. Let us now pray, ask the Lord's help.